Good morning. Welcome back to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is Monday, June the 5th, 2023. It is 6:39 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. So solstice energy is incredibly, amazingly settled in and doing its job, right? We are shedding old skin. We are actually peeling back energetic layers that are no longer going to... Think of it like dead skin. You've been out in the sun too long, or think about glue, right? You start peeling the dry glue, the Elmer's glue off your skin, and it kind of feels therapeutic at the same time, kind of weirdo stuff. That's that energy right now. So if you get in the shower, grab that washcloth and scrub your body. But most importantly, before you get out, scrub the soles of your feet, the bottoms of your feet, no matter how ticklish that is. Scrub your feet, clear your feet. And why is this important? Because energetically, we connect to the ground, we connect to the earth, and we connect to divine energy through the roots of the soles of our feet. We have these little tiny energetic thick roots that come out. They almost look like tomato plant roots, and they kind of just sprout in all different directions. And that's how we release negative energy and absorb high vibrational energy from the ground. So scrubbing the soles of your feet in the shower, especially for the next 3 to 6 days. I don't know where we're at on that timeline. I'm sorry. Because the energy that is coming through us, whether we feel it or not, needs to have a clean path. And as above, so below. You physically cleanse your feet. You energetically cleanse those roots. Okay. If you are into mysticism, if you are a high vibrational, if you have been working with your spirit guides, your soul tribe, then you understand the Hermetic teachings. What do I mean by that? I mean Thoth. I mean, it's on my recommendations page on the website. There's this book, The Kabbalion, if I'm saying it wrong, Kabbalion. That's a book I read many years ago during my teachings, and then I found it again and made it publicly available for free through PDF on my recommendations page on the website, divinity648.com. And then the other day, while sitting at the hospital with my child, I found it on YouTube. Somebody was reading the book instead of you reading it. You could just listen to it through YouTube, and it goes through all of the teachings that your ancestors teach you, right? They literally teach you like a syringe, metaphorically. And as they push down, instead of it being medicine squirting out the other end of it, it's all that low vibrational negative energy, and it would be your roots of your feet that it would come out of, right? In through the crown chakra and pushing it out through the soles of your feet. And basically they were pushing out taught knowledge, physical world teachings, and pushing in these lessons, these teachings that are relevant to everyone's lives, right? You want to know how I do what I do? I've lived those teachings in that book, right? My ancestors have taught me through everyday life since birth and drastically since my ascension started in 2006, all of those teachings, all of those principles, right? The lessons of Mayat, that's the stuff you learn internally. So when you're seeing things and people are talking about religion and they're talking about this, it's like, yep, that's great. But you know what you know, because you've experienced it and you've learned it on a level that cannot be undone, right? It's not that you're above anyone or that you don't believe in God or you don't have faith. You just happen to have different knowledge than other people, hidden knowledge. And there's nothing wrong with that. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because we're so deep into solstice energy that you have to literally, I was doing, I think it was Aries, and all I could see was like a towel being wrung out and all that extra fluid coming off that towel hitting the ground. Every drop was someone who refused to make a change, someone who refused to level up, someone who refused to work on communication skills. You guys need outlets. The other day, my ancestor was like, you need to stretch your throat chakra, whether you're screaming in the car or in a pillow, or you are singing to a song completely off key just to stretch out those vocals. It doesn't matter. Just get it out. Go by water. And if you can't go by water, you can put it on sound, ocean sounds, and just close your eyes and literally, you know, breathe in some salt air, right? That's how incredible the mind is. You can visualize it mentally with your eyes closed and listen to it in an audio track and actually trick the mind into thinking you're there and smell salt air. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, maybe you should check out that book. Solstice energy is at its peak. Okay, it doesn't start on June 21st. It's at its peak June 21st. And 3 days before that, you might want to maybe get some solar water, right? You let your water charge in the sun, and then you put it in a container so it can't be changed with moon energy. And maybe you want to do the same thing with the moon, right? You want to put some water out in the moonlight and take it out before the sun can touch it, right? Put it in a container that doesn't absorb like that, and drink it. Talk to your water. Watch The Secret Life of Water. You'll understand how powerful water is. What people don't understand, and one of the things that I learned, is the divine talks to us through water, believe it or not. It's the water that's in your brain, the water that's in your body, okay? The water that's all around you. That's why when you're in the bathroom, you get the most, because there's so much water there. Water is a conductor for energy. We are energy. Spirit is energy. Your ancestors are in energetic form. They communicate through water. So when you're watching this powerful documentary called The Life of Water, and you see how when you talk negative into it, it dies. And then you can instantly start talking love into it, and it comes back to life. Think about human beings. If you keep shitting on me, disrespecting me, killing my vibes, I'm going to call my energy back from you, and I'm going to cut you off, and we're done. Water dies. You start showing me respect and matching my vibration, well, I'm coming back around, because I see growth, I see change, I see transformation. Water came back to life. The divine does no different than what we do physically. As above, so below. Everything in one is unconsciously and subconsciously matching each other's vibes. You see a lack of communication, try to communicate more so you can get more communication from your person. If they're not willing to communicate, match their vibes. You're the one doing all the phone calls, well, fall the fuck back. Let them start making those phone calls or match their vibes and nobody's calling. But let them know, right? Keyword communication. There's got to be a level of communication right now, because we are entering solstice. It's not time to be shady as can be. It's time to communicate and change cycles so that they don't continuously repeat. They're not going to be allowed to repeat anyway. We're in a new era, right? We're shedding that old skin, peeling back those layers. We're allowing our auras to bloom, to blossom, right? Think of a lotus flower that reaches the top of the water and is absorbing all of those rays from the sun. It's completely opened. Doesn't matter where it came from. You can't see the mud all over it from where it just came from. All you see are those beautiful petals opened and enjoying the sun. That's where you need to be right now. Everybody needs to pull their asses up out of that dark, dirty, muddy water and just rest. Rest on the surface. Allow the sun to penetrate your aura. Literally visualize rose petals all around you, and you're in the center of that rose. And all those petals all around you, completely opened, enjoying those sun rays, is your aura. Your aura has all of those layers. Your aura literally opens like a lotus flower, and you are in the center. Always. It is your soul's energy in that center, going straight up into the sun and straight down through that stem of that flower. So enjoy it. Tell yourself, as the sun hits me, it transmutes all the negative energy in my life. Even if you don't see the sun rays are still hitting you. The sun rays come through clouds, okay? Overall collective energy is peeling back those layers, shedding those old skin cells, allowing yourself to be in new energy, the energy that you deserve, trusting your intuition, being graceful in all of your movements and actions, regardless of what is being done towards you. Some of you, you're being guided to take authority, especially if you have some Aries in your chart, anywhere in your chart. It's like this natural instinct to take some charge. But be graceful in those actions, right? Don't go in there like a wrecking ball. Listen, right before I started collective energy, when I stepped out of Sagittarian energy, I got this song, and it's an old school song. And it's If You Don't Know Me By Now by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, right? Literally started playing in my head, If You Don't Know Me. But I kept hearing, If You Don't Love Me By Now, You Will Never, Ever, Ever Love Me, right? That's the energy that was coming off of that reading, which is why I kind of cut it off to get into this, because it is a little bit more like collective. If you don't know someone by now or love them by now, ask yourself why. Have you made enough effort? Have you had any communication? Are you guys willing to push forward, or are you willing to just let it go? Right? Make that decision. Somebody, and the major energy right now, the first energies I was grabbing on is Cancer, Sagittarius, and Aries. Somewhat Aries energy, throwing heavy shade, talking a lot of shit, blah, 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 blah. And Cancer and the Sagittarian energy, it's kind of like, man, you should have fucking knew better. You should have knew better. You should have communicated, right? And then Cancer in this like emotional state, getting out of their feels, learning how to trust their intuition instead of using their brain, right? Turning off their brain and learning how to think and process thoughts and emotions with their gut intuition instead. And they know the difference because they've been let down so many times after knowing that they should have trusted their intuition. And it doesn't matter who this is in regards to, right? You could have it in any placement, or you could be dealing with someone who has this energy as one of their placements. It's collective energy. Okay? Solstice is triggering these three signs to really work on themselves. One, do not project negative vibes towards people. Two, stop using your brain to make very serious decisions and start learning how to use your intuition. Three, shed that old energy, shed the old skin. It doesn't need to be around anymore. Okay, it's dead, it's over. Nothing from the past is going to be the way that it is now, right? Nothing now is going to be like the past. If you are longing for a past connection where you guys were loving and compassionate and thirsty for each other, that's a different dynamic, right? If you want that, you need to communicate that. If you want that, you need to demonstrate that, okay? Communication. This isn't complicated. Literally just now I blinked and I could see like a third grade school note. Do you want to be my boyfriend? Yes or no? Circle one. Some of you need that. Some of you need it to be that simple. It doesn't need to be so complicated. It could be as simple as you showing up and sitting your ass down on someone's couch and just being like, we're together, so I'm here, and that's it. And it doesn't need to be awkward. Some of you, it's the complete opposite, right? It's like you're not in any level of communication, but you're still longing for that. If you have absolutely no communication, they're mirroring you. You don't like it? do something different so they can mirror you in a different manner. That's all I'm going to give you guys because I got to go. So in-office sessions resume starting next Sunday. I am going to be screening all in-office sessions, meaning I am not going to book just anyone. All appointments are prepaid. There are no refunds. If you book an in-office session and you do not show up, you do not get a refund. If you book a Zoom session and you are late, I will work with you, reschedule if possible. Major pause. Terms and conditions are updated on the website. Appointments are by request only. You do not have an appointment if you did not pay an invoice. You do not get an invoice unless I have seen your request, confirmed it, and sent you an email. You will get two emails, one with an appointment confirmation with a Zoom link, regardless if it's an in-office session or not, and a second email containing an invoice. You are to pay that invoice at least 3 hours before the appointment. And if your request is like, you know, an hour before the appointment, then that means due upon receipt, right? Or the appointment is canceled. It's automatically just canceled, okay? If you have questions, you can text me 508-542-5348, or you can email me info@divinity648.com. Big important statement. Divinity 648 is not a full-time business. This is something I do part-time in my spare time because it is my passion. It is not my bread and butter. Okay, I am not going to be in that office all day, every day, waiting or working. It's by my time when I have the time. So please be mindful when you're requesting an appointment and you don't get a response within 5 minutes or an hour. I have a normal job. I have a normal life. And that's where my priority is. Not to mention, I'm still wearing a lawyer hat, cleaning up the last of the karmic cycles from the last book. Not the last chapter, but the last book, if that makes sense. You guys should be doing the same. Zoom sessions have more availability. In-office sessions, again, will not resume until next Sunday or this upcoming Sunday. And they will only be available on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays. I will have some weekdays available, but those are for existing members only.